Great Controversy, 592. Political corruption. Have you heard of any political corruption in the United States? Political corruption is destroying love of justice and regard for truth. And even in free America, rulers and legislators, in order to secure public favor, will yield to the popular demand for a law enforcing Sunday observance. Why are the legislators going to yield to the demand for Sunday? In order to secure popular favor. Now, brothers and sisters, you may not have ever studied enough of American history to know that there was a time period when the presidents and the leaders of the United States, they could be judged from a Christian perspective as some very moral, upright men. You take Abraham Lincoln, most information is pretty clear that he was a genuine Christian. He may not have come to understand the Sabbath, and I don't know whether he's saved or lost, but the information is he was a genuine Christian. And he was the president during the time period the Great Controversy is being put together, okay? So when Sister White says what we just read in the Great Controversy, what she's saying is that at the time of the Sunday law, the political leaders in the United States are going to be totally different than they were when she was writing the book, because when they were writing the book, the men that were getting put in office contrast with principle, but how would we call policy today? And all you have to do is think back over the last few years in the United States. How do they decide what they're going to do in the United States, the leaders? A publicity poll or public opinion poll. And we're already at that point. Bill Clinton didn't make any moves without taking an opinion poll, and neither did the Republicans. Public opinion poll. And we're already at that point. Bill Clinton didn't make any moves without taking an opinion poll, and neither did the Republicans. Don't get me wrong, neither did the Republicans. First time in history, Bill Clinton is an example of the first time in history, and Sister White says every